General Manager of the San Francisco Recreation and Park Department, and I am thrilled to welcome you all here today. Many of us gathered at 900 Innis in October for a really remarkable celebration, and I think at that time, Jackie Bryan and I said, wait, there's more. More has arrived. Today marks the next chapter in a vision that we've been building together, the full realization of India Basin Waterfront Park. With this groundbreaking, here comes the wind, we are improving what we now know as India Basin Shoreline Park, combining it with 900 Innis into one seamless 10-acre waterfront destination. We've already seen the transformation at 900 Innis. New trails and shoreline access, public art, restored habitat, and spaces for entrepreneurs from this community and youth programs for this community. Now this final phase connects it all and brings exciting new features to the Bayview. A great lawn leading to a gravel beach, a cookout terrace for family and community gatherings, a new boathouse, pier, and dock for water access, so you can see this beautiful park and see this beautiful neighborhood from the water. A renovated playground that is gonna rival Tunnel Tops for all ages. With new adult fitness stations, it's gonna have not one, but two basketball courts with stadium seating, viewing decks, including one overlooking the historic Bay City Ferry shipwreck. For those of you not from this neighborhood, and from those of us who are, or those of us who have been working in this neighborhood for the last 10 years, what you don't know is that at low tide out there, you'll see a variety of shipwrecks. This is where boats went to get stuck. We will also have an upgraded multi-use bay trail connection, new lighting, landscaping, and seating throughout the park. But more importantly, this is about completing a dream, creating a place by the Bayview, for the Bayview, and shaped by the voices and values of this community. Together, we're expanding on the success of 900 Innis to create an even larger and more connected waterfront experience that celebrates this neighborhood's history, that brings people from this neighborhood together, and invites the entire city to enjoy this remarkable restored shoreline and to get to know what's so special about this community. In a few moments, you'll hear directly from community members and partners about how this space is already making an impact. But first, I want to recognize the many partners, organizations, and individuals who made this dream possible. It has often been said that victory has many parents, and judging by the amount of acknowledgments and the amount of speakers we have today, there are many parents enjoying victory indeed. We wouldn't have reached this milestone without the support of many, many people. And many of you were so honored that you're here today. It includes generous donors, dedicated community partners, our collaborators at the local, state, and federal levels. So a heartfelt thank you to our key project partners, the Trust for Public Land, the A. Philip Randolph Institute, the San Francisco Foundation, and the most important partner of all, the Bayview Hunters Point community, who have contributed their creativity, time, and sweat to this project. We're also incredibly grateful to the public funders who made vital aspects of this project possible, including the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, from the San Francisco Bay Water Quality Improvement Fund and Brownfield Program. California State Parks, you're going to hear from our fabulous director, Armando Quintero, in a second. They've been incredible. They have invested so deeply in this space. The California State Coastal Conservancy, the San Francisco Bay Restoration Authority, all of the elected officials and voters who supported the 2020 Health and Recovery Bond. I want to take a second to acknowledge the fabulous Recreation and Park Commission. Today we're joined by our president, Kat Anderson, our vice president, Joe Hallisey, Commissioner Danita Louie, Commissioner Terry Wintraub, I know, is here. And if I'm missing anybody, I'll either Sonia, our Commissioner Sonia Herrera, who's camouflaged in the back there in Park Green. And if I miss anybody I should have thanked, I'll find you later, I promise. I'd also like to give a special shout out to a few of the private funders who are with us in person today. John Pritzker from the John Pritzker Family Fund. John, thank you for your courageous philanthropy. We have Holly Wong from Crankstart. We have Hydra Mendoza representing Mark and Lynn Benioff. Karina Moreno representing the Mimi and Peter Haas Foundation. Audrey Boguchwal and Randall Henner, who were wonderfully generous in this project, are here today. We have a number of representatives from the San Francisco Foundation, including Rihanna Abbas. And we have Julie Parrish. We have Michael and Ann Parrish, I believe, who are here. $75 million in philanthropy, and we're not even done yet. So my heartfelt thanks to members of the campaign cabinet, represented today by Chuck Collins, by Carrie Wintraub, by John Pritzker, Jessica Campos, Joy Jackson Morgan, Oscar James, Leela Pittman, Adam Swig. You guys all lent your sweat, your resources, all of it. And what was so special about this campaign cabinet is that it wasn't just philanthropists or civic leaders. It was philanthropists and civic leaders and community members all together leading the way. Right, Oscar? A special thank you to the amazing team from Public Works. From their construction management, contracting, and regulatory affairs services for the project. You've been a partner with us every step of the way. Mark, Chili, Brandon, Nancy, Simon, thank you very, very much. We could not be here without you. And of course, your fabulous boss, Carla Short. I want to acknowledge and thank in advance for the amazing on-time and on-budget job they're gonna do. Our general contractor from Clark Construction, Nicholas Omid, we're so looking forward to a beautiful park when completed. Also, my deepest appreciation to the hardest working staff, Mr. Mayor, and city government. That would be your own Recreation and Park Department. Stacy Bradley, our Director of Capital and Planning. David Froelich, the project manager for this effort. Kelly Rudnick, our deputy director of capital. Sanjana Apuchu, our assistant project manager. Turning to our fundraising efforts, Lisa Branston, our director of partnerships. Dahlia Curry, our deputy director of partnerships. Turning to programs and our support for the Equitable Development Plan and programs you're going to hear so much about in a second, Josh Silver and Larry Berry, our first campus manager at 900 Innes. And of course, you'll hear from our star in a second, Daryl Watkins. I want to thank the incredible maintenance and operations team that is taking care of this space like it is a child of theirs. Eric Anderson, our director of operations. Carol Sienkowski, our superintendent of parks. Daniel Choi, our park service manager in the Bayview. Darren Tyson, our park service supervisor in the Bayview. They feel the love here and they give it. And they are helping to lead a pre-apprenticeship program here that is giving jobs to this community, and that when they are done and fully chained, they will come back as rank and file, full service, fully benefited, fully pensioned gardeners taking care of their own space in their own community. It's really amazing. We are joined today by Maddie Dunn, the field representative from Assemblymember Catherine Stephanie, and Susan Chen, the field representative from Assemblymember Matt Haney, and I think it might be his first time here since we opened 900 Innes, our former mayor, who has provided lots of advice and counsel. And actually once said to me he believed that we could pull this off, former Mayor Willie L. Brown. So, from one former mayor to a current mayor, since taking office just 8 months ago, he's been such a strong champion for parks and open space. Literally, I see him in every park and at every event in our parks, and he's not just there as a mayor, he's there as a dad and someone who really enjoys this city. He's actually having a good time. But more than that, he's been a strong champion and committed to making San Francisco a leader in equity and accessibility. And he's not just a Johnny-come-lately, he didn't just show up today. His commitment to India Basin came very early. Well, long before he was mayor, he was actually a member of the campaign cabinet that I just mentioned, composed of philanthropists and community members, and was deeply involved in the private fundraising that has gotten us to this moment. I remember, Mr. Mayor, a tour we took in this very space. Please join me in welcoming the mayor of San Francisco, Daniel Lurie.
It's an honor to be here. I'm so excited about this project, to be standing or sitting next to our supervisor, Shimon Walton. Good to be with you. And I also have to shout out my mayor, Willie Brown. Thank you, Willie, for being here. Standing here at the edge of this incredible, incredible shoreline, I can feel the excitement about what's ahead. As we break ground on this final phase of India Basin Park, it's the community, it's all of you, who is writing the next chapter of the story. This final phase will complete a transformation that generations of San Franciscans will enjoy. We're uniting waterfront land with a park that was underused, turning it into 10 acres of vibrant public space. We're cleaning up environmental contamination, and we're creating local jobs along the way. When it's complete, these 10 acres will be part of a 1.7-mile open space and trail network, connecting 64 acres of parkland from Heron's Head Park to the future Northside Park. There will be a continuous stretch of the Bay Trail from the Embarcadero all the way to Candlestick Point. Families will gather on the pier or down on the beach. Kids will climb at the playgrounds. Neighbors will get in a workout or at one of the new fitness stations, or just take in the view overlooking those historic shipwrecks that Phil mentioned. This is the future my administration is laser focused on delivering. Safe, clean, and vibrant neighborhoods that help our residents and families and those that attract visitors. None of this would be happening without the many people that Phil just mentioned. Neighbors who spoke up for what mattered, partners who kept showing up, and donors who believed enough to invest. What's being built here reflects the values of Bayview Hunters Point: resilience, creativity, and looking out for one another. It also reflects joy, joy in being outside and seeing your friends and knowing this space is yours. Years from now, someone will ask how this park came to be. And the answer won't just be about contracts or permits. It'll be about a community that pushed for something better and did not let go. So I want to thank all of you for your persistence, for your ideas, and for your tenacity. Thank you to our partners who invested not just in a park, but in a neighborhood's future. And to the residents here, your leadership is the reason we're breaking ground today. And I can't wait to be back for the opening. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Our next speaker has spent his career fighting to ensure that everyone in Bayview, Hunters Point, and throughout the incredible District 10 has the opportunity and support to thrive. He's been a true advocate for this vibrant and diverse community, and he's been a true advocate for this project, the life cycle of which has primarily occurred over your two terms as supervisor, Supervisor Walton. So please join me in welcoming District 10's Supervisor, Shimon Walton.
Thank you, Phil. Good afternoon. Welcome to the beautiful Bayview Hunters Point, India Basin and District 10 community. I do have some bad news and some good news. You want the bad news first? The bad news is every part of San Francisco is not as beautiful as it is in District 10. But the good news is District 10 is a wonderful part of the entire San Francisco community. Every time we get an opportunity to work on a new phase of this project, we get more and more excited. And I'm excited about not just India Basin, but the fact that we have so many beautiful parks here in District 10. Whether we're talking about Jackson Park, Esprit Park, whether we're talking about the borders we share with McLaren Park, we have done some amazing work with RPD and with our communities to make sure that our parks are second to none right here in District 10. And so this is a culmination of that continued work and getting people to understand how amazing this India Basin, Bayview Hunters Point community is, and what parks could look like if we come together. It was once said by Shimon Walton, ask not what your parks can do for you, but what you can do for your parks.
Yeah, I like that.
And we are here because community has really led the way with their voices. They've led the way with their work, and they've come together to make sure that we have beautiful spaces like this. But in all seriousness, John Wooden did say that, imagine what we can get done when no one cares who gets the credit. So if we continue to work and focus on the people, if we continue to work and focus on the community, then we will continue to get nothing but wins. So I want to appreciate all of you for coming out to support this phase of an amazing park. And as you all know, this is going to be the premier park here in San Francisco, and I can't wait till its completion. Thank you all for being here.
Ask not what your parks can do for you, but what you can do for your parks. I really like that. I'm so honored to introduce our next speaker, who is someone that deeply understands the importance of clean, accessible parks, especially for our most underserved communities, and not just in San Francisco, throughout the entire state of California. The California State Parks Department has been an invaluable partner in this effort, contributing overall nearly 70 million in grant funding to help make this vision a reality. I have the great pleasure of watching Armando Quintero run state parks and direct our vast state parks system as one of his commissioners, cheerleading every step of the way for him. He's an amazing, amazing, amazing director of our state park system. Ladies and gentlemen, Armando Quintero.
Well, that was awfully nice. Really, it's amazing to be here with all of you who are the community leaders for this area. I mean, this doesn't happen without your vision. And I can say that the grants that Phil mentioned are competitive grants. So it's not just money that's directed out to communities. We get well over twice the number of applicants that we usually have funding for when we have grant monies available. Much of that funding came from propositions, which were supported by the voters, with the specific goal of funding projects like this throughout California for underserved communities. And since the 1960s, over 800 communities have benefited because of your votes for projects like this. So this is something that you share with the rest of the citizenry of the state. And these projects really not only happen because of your votes for the propositions, but also because of the legislature that supports these. And then it comes out to places like parks. There are other departments that also handle some of these grants. And at state parks, we have a team that's usually not mentioned. They are the Office of Grants and Local Services. It's over 80 people who not only look at all of these applications, but they come out to the communities. They walk the sites with the leaders, and part of their job is to help make sure that those applications are as strong as possible. Because we know that disadvantaged communities, and I'm not necessarily talking about you, y'all are doing a great job here, but many communities don't have the capacity to do a great grant application. And our teams assure that the communities in need across California are getting funding like this. And I think about how I've been down these roads many times. At the end of the road, as many of you know, there's a Candlestick State Park, which is still in its infancy, and we're working like mad to develop that as another piece of this incredible waterfront. But I don't know how many times I've driven down the road here and seen your community packed around the baseball field. Right now, it seems like this Bayview Hunters Point, it's the baseball field where everybody comes in to barbecue. The street turns into a one-lane street. There's games going on, or there isn't. And now to think about your community and your kids. And I met a woman here who has a baby that's just a month old now. And she was telling me that it was her grandmother who was working on this. And her dad is here, and she's here, and her baby's here. And, right. And so this is reflective of a dream that many of you have had. And I also just love the idea that your children are going to remember this as a place where they live. And the beauty of San Francisco Bay is going to be incorporated into their homes and their families. And it's because of all of you. So it's a true honor to work with your communities and with the teams at state parks and with leaders like Phil and others in your community that make these agreements possible. It's such a pleasure, and really congratulations to all of you.
Thank you, Armando. A key part of creating a safe, accessible waterfront in this community is ensuring that the surrounding area is clean and welcoming. Earlier this month, PG&E began decommissioning the transition tower right behind you at 5000 Hunters Point Boulevard near Hawes Street and within the footprint of this park. Without PG&E's commitment to this community and willingness to do that, there would be no park renovation. This tower is kind of a symbol of an uncomfortable past, and it has long stood between the park and the Bayview Hunters Point community. Its removal marks a major step toward a more connected and open shoreline and more environmental justice. PG&E didn't have to do this. They wanted to do it. And they deserve our thanks. And so before I introduce our next speaker, I want to thank specifically the team of people at PG&E that are working alongside us taking down the Eiffel Tower of Blech. Rosie Dilger, Sarah Yoel, Carolina Saria, and Jake Ziegelman, thank you guys for your commitment. And now it is my honor to introduce the Executive Vice President of Corporate Affairs at PG&E, our partner, Carla Peterman. Thank you, Carla.
Thank you, Phil. PG&E is honored to be a partner with the Bayview community and the city on achieving this vision. And so also, I'm a mother of an 8-year-old, so I think I'm somewhat of an aficionado on Bay Area parks. And I have to say, I cannot wait to bring my son here. This is going to be one of the crown jewels that we have and just a space for generations to enjoy. And bravo to everyone who had the vision, who were able to see that tower, see that pit, and see what the future could be and how we could utilize this to be a part of creating this opportunity. I'm also Chief Sustainability Officer at PG&E. And sustainability for us is about three P's: people, planet, and prosperity. And I will tell you, it is hard sometimes to achieve all three. And so what I love about what we're doing here in Indian Basin is that it's about all three. It is about wellness. It is about community. It is space for entrepreneurs. It's also about climate resilience, addressing sea level rise. And it's about giving people a safe space to be and to prosper. As was mentioned, PG&E has a long history with Hunters Point. It is a history that we have been educating our coworkers, our new leaders on, so we do not forget that history. And we are committed to having a long future with this community. We are committed to being a good neighbor. We are committed to being a good partner. The future that we want to cause with you is sustainable. It is equitable. And this park is that future. It is that future coming true now. So congratulations to everyone involved, and we look forward to the continued partnership with the community.
Thank you, Carla. So now I'm honored to introduce one of two amazing partners in this project. But the person I'm introducing has been absolutely essential in making sure the community's voice is not only heard, but deeply, deeply embedded in the fabric of this park. Jackie Bryant, the executive director of the A. Philip Randolph Institute, is brought. Yeah, clap. Thank you, man. Has brought unmatched passion, dedication, and truly courageous leadership to this effort. Her unwavering commitment to this community and her tireless work to turn vision into reality have been nothing short of extraordinary. I want to say two things to you, Jackie. One is you have an amazing team. And Kurt, I'm looking at you, but Chica, everyone at APRI, you've put your whole selves into this project, and you've made it better. And two, just how proud and privileged I am to work alongside you as close as we've been working over the last 10 years or so. You have helped guide this project with grace, determination, and a true community-first spirit. Please welcome Jackie Bryant.
Thank you so much, Phil. Thank you, everyone. I'm Jackie Bryant. I'm the executive director of the A. Philip Randolph Institute San Francisco. Our office is located just down the way here. And we have been historically ingrained in this community. We're very much rooted in voter registration, education, and getting out the vote. But what we've done is also bridge the gap between labor and government and community. And it's so important for us to create pathways and career opportunities on this park as we go forward. I'll just give a little bit of a story about myself. When I was a little girl, my dad used to bring me up to Kiska Road, and we would be doing outreach. I'd be doing outreach as a teenager. But he would ask me to look out at this shoreline and talk about the road to prosperity, which was this road right here. And that dream has become this. And I'm so very honored to be here to share this with all of you. This park has been years in the making, and today we break ground on the final phase, and we celebrate a space that truly reflects the vision of Bayview Hunters Point. And when 900 Innis opened less than a year ago, it marked more than a park opening. It marked the new beginning for this community. The impact in this community has been very real. Local food entrepreneurs have been have made over $68,000 at the food pavilion that you see right over there in a space that we consider a food desert. They're also hosting cooking classes, and thanks to the work that Into Action has done, bringing entrepreneurs in to open and celebrate that space. We've brought in Rocking the Boat from New York, and they've launched their rowing program to get young folks onto the water. Not just onto the water, but learning how to build boats, learning about water safety, and learning about environment as they go through the program. So important in this space like this. We launched our Bayview Safety Swim and Splash program that has helped over 370 kids learn how to swim. That is an increase of 71% swimming in this community. And I mentioned earlier to someone that once upon a time, my grandmother could not swim in some of our public pools. And that's important for us to honor and learn and change our futures. We've also hosted job fairs, financial planning events, live music, family-friendly programming, and it's all rooted in what community said they wanted, not someone else coming in and telling our community what we need. Now we're in this final phase, and we're building even more opportunities for residents to gather, grow, and thrive. I can give you a little glimpse of what's coming. We're going to have a restored habitat shoreline with a new gravel beach right out this way. It's a more walkable, more rollable, welcoming landscape. So for the folks that kind of made their way up here, it'll be even easier to enjoy this space. We'll have cookout terraces, scenic decks, a new boathouse and pier just out this way with a dock for kayaking, fishing, and simply just relaxing and enjoying our community. We'll have even more spaces to play with a renovated playground and toddler area. We'll have two full-size basketball courts. And I don't know how many community meetings I had with families that told me that these basketball courts help save their family members' lives. Do you know how important that is for this community? So we're continuing to honor what our community said they need. We'll also have some adult fitness and beautiful waterfront views. So not just the young kids, but everybody gets a chance to enjoy this space. This park is a reflection of our community's voice, our values, our vision, and it's something we can all be proud of. And as I look across and I see all the faces of the folks that helped me get here, I don't want to forget, I've been on this project since the very, very beginning, since our former supervisor, Malia Cohen, now our state controller, asked me to stand on to serve on a steering committee to just dream about what this could potentially be. So now that we're here today, I'm so honored and I'm so proud of all of what we've done to bring in the thoughts and the vision and the culture of this space and celebrate it with you all today. So I'm excited. Thank you so much. I'm excited. And I just want to say, for all my residents that are here every day, that when all this clears out and we're still here enjoying this space, that this park is for you. Sala, this park is for you. Linda, this park is for you. Maika, this park is for you, right? I got Star and her twins, Cam and her nephew. These babies that are growing up in this community, this park is for you. So I thank you all for being here with us today. Thank you so much. And again, we cannot do this alone. We do this with so many great partners on this project. I have another one that I'd like to introduce. It's been a true partnership between government, business, nonprofits, and our community. And one key partner from the very beginning has been the Trust for Public Land. They've been playing a vital role in community engagement and equitable development to ensure that all the work that we've done on the EDP actually gets to community and really reflects what our community wants. So without further ado, let me please welcome the director, the California State Director of Trust for Public Land, Guillermo Rodriguez. Yeah.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. What an absolute exciting day. You know, we at the Trust for Public Land really look at this project through a really special lens. This is not our first time in this neighborhood. We've been partnering with this community for many, many years. Almost 25 years ago, the park that we're standing on now was a joint effort between the Trust for Public Land and Recreation and Parks Department, and we built this. And we also worked together and built Hilltop Park. So this is super special to come back and not only redesign, but to expand this park to create really a world-class park that people from this community could absolutely enjoy. One of the big indicators, one of the things that we at TPL challenge cities across the country is to make a challenge for themselves to create space, public parks, within a 10-minute walk from your home. San Francisco is only one of two cities in our entire country that has achieved that amazing goal. There are 35,000 residents that live within a 10-minute walk of this park. Think about that, 35,000 residents that live within a 10-minute walk. And not only is the idea of building this park, but it really is about how to design this park to invite the community to come to it, to really soften the edges, to open up this park to the neighborhood so that, as Jackie said, the community feels ownership. It is their park. One of the things at TPL, we're a national organization, and we work with cities across the country. And Mr. Mayor, I talk to your colleagues across the country, and I point to this example as the way to build parks in the future. What India Basin Bayview is doing by working with community, not just thinking about the physical park aspect, but it is also about making sure that it's community-driven, it's community-led, not just from ensuring jobs on the construction side, but also, you know, working for the recreation park system, for economic opportunities, and thinking about the food pavilion, and making sure that there are local residents who are entrepreneurs and have places. We're using this India Basin Waterfront Park as a national model for how cities across this country really need to build and design parks. So we have a lot to be very proud of. And I'm very proud as a resident of San Francisco to be part of a city who is within the top 10 cities who have the best park system in the country. So my thanks to all of the Recreation Parks Department staff led by Phil Ginsberg. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Guillermo. And I have the honor of introducing our last but not least speaker today. I'm so honored to work with this young man. I met him as a teenager. We taught him how to go door to door, and I'm sure he has touched almost every one of these doors up here, just like I did when I was growing up in this community. And he not only continued to work closely with our organization, but he led many of the meetings that we hosted to figure out who the heroes were, to catalog some of the heroes from this community so we don't lose that history. Part of being in this space is also honoring all the work that it took to get here. And we are standing on the heels of so many people that sacrificed their time and even their lives to help ensure that this community gets the style and grace that we deserve from this city. When I was working with this young man, he just was so personable, just always great spirit. And it's so great to hear that after he finished college, he came back, like many people don't do. He came back to his community to serve right here at this park. So if you come here on any other day, he is still here welcoming everyone into the park, teaching about the history, and offering all these wonderful programs that our community is creating to the public. So I'd like to welcome Daryl Watkins to the podium.
Thank you so much, Jackie. My name is Daryl Watkins. I really want us to take this moment in, the people, the energy. We're at a park in the middle of summer, and as far as I'm concerned, this is perfect weather. I'm so glad to be here, and just for a little background so you know who I am, I grew up in the Bayview Hunters Point neighborhood. I worked with many organizations, been to all the parks throughout here, and this was a park I keep coming back to. Growing up here, I loved playing basketball. So I would always play basketball at these courts, and so it's just a full circle moment to be able to see this be transformed and even upgraded. I'm currently staffed at the Shipwright's Cottage at India Basin Waterfront at 900 Ennis. You've probably seen my face multiple times. And I also have the role and responsibility of the Heroes of India Basin programming. And so within that, it's reaching out to families. It's a lot of one-on-one. It's a lot of personal moments where we get, you know, really deep, because this means a lot to not only them, but the community. And so there's a lot of moments where we have to really dive in and, you know, connect on a different level. And so within that, that was really meaningful to me, because there's a lot of people around my age who need to know the history of Indian Basin, of the Bayview Hunters Point community. So them passing that along to me allows me to pass it on to the park and allow me to teach others about my history, about our history, and educate others. I would like to give thanks to some individuals along with organizations that have helped me and helped this park along the way. I would like to say thank you to Jackie and Phil for being consistent support figures and leadership figures and showing me the ropes since joining this project in 2021. I'd like to thank Kirk Grimes for being a constant support as well, always picking up my phone calls. I'd like to thank my family for coming out today. They've been a big support every day. I'd also like to thank CCS Fundraising, who's been a consulting firm on this project and a big supporter. On Inuin, been a major reason why we're so organized and be able to be on time with our task. Yes. I'd like to thank the whole APRI organization, Be Magic, for helping me with many of the heroes' names. I'd like to thank the Equal Development Plan and Committee for constantly helping me with the names as well, the Heroes of India Basin, and being a support and structure to this project. I'd also like to thank the campaign committee for having transparency and allowing us to connect from community, city, and on a donor level. And so thank you guys for being here. This means so much to me. I hope that we continue to use this park and that we continue to take care of it. So thank you guys for inviting me out.
All right, it's that moment. We're so thrilled to have you all here. Let's break ground. We got work to do.
Woo-hoo! Thank you, man. This has been a long time coming.
Yeah, so right there, black and white, is my mom, and to the right, my brother, and my dad.
talking to everyone. Everybody grab onto a shovel. Many hands makes light work. If anybody wants to grab on, come join us. Mr. Mayor, maybe you'll lead us in a countdown? Our mayor's going to lead us in a countdown.
Yeah, please.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.